In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes when we listen to Jesus' words, it could be as though he were talking directly to us today, in the year 2017, in the city of Providence, Rhode Island. And maybe he is. Or perhaps he's speaking timeless truths, but whatever the case, we recognize our own lives in his words about the hopes and challenges and fears and joys he described almost 2,000 years ago. We say to ourselves, in reading these words of Jesus, I can see that he clearly knows something about the life I live. But today's reading from Matthew is not one of those passages. Instead, it's one of those readings where it's very clear that Jesus lived in a very different time and in a very different place than the one we know today. When we hear Jesus say, whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. On hearing this, very few of us think, boy, isn't that true? If there is a reward for praying loudly on the corner of Westminster and Matthewson Streets, I don't think I want it. So when Jesus describes a world so seemingly different from ours, what does that mean for us, listening to those words today? One way to answer that question is to look at the folks Jesus criticizes in this passage, the people he refers to as hypocrites. He calls them that because they claim to strive for closeness with God, while what they're really after is the adulation of other people. It's true that praying loudly on street corners doesn't win you admirers in the same way that it did 2,000 years ago. But many people still have as their goal the same one as the hypocrites did, and that is the adulation of other people. They want people to respect them, to look up to them. Peter Marty is the editor of the Christian Century magazine, which has been published since 1884, primarily for a mainline Protestant audience. And he wrote last month in the magazine about what makes a good and a bad clergy person. He writes, "The best pastors I know are those who possess a desire to learn from others. They have a teachable spirit, a thirst for growing virtue, and a lifelong eagerness for feedback. The least admirable pastors I know are those determined to appear in command, display unwarranted amounts of self-assurance, and exercise authority they believe is owed the office." Now, leaving aside for a moment my hope and prayer that I fall into the first category and not the second, I think Marty's words could work just as well when applied to what makes a good Christian, as in, "The best Christians I know are those who possess a desire to learn from others. They have a teachable spirit, a thirst for growing virtue, and a lifelong eagerness for feedback." If you are seeking the adulation of others rather than closeness to God and the justice of God, we are the modern equivalent of those Jesus speaks of, who disfigured their faces and stood on street corners and said loud prayers in order to obtain the attention and adulation of others. I'm not sure what the modern equivalent of that attention-seeking behavior is exactly, but I suspect it may well have something to do with Facebook. So if what we are not to do is to seek the adulation of other people, what are we to seek? Jesus gives us a clear answer to that question when he says, "Build up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Our Bible passages today also tell us how to build up for ourselves treasures in heaven: pray and care for others. There are, of course, many different ways to pray. But Jesus tells us in this chapter from Matthew's Gospel that we don't need to offer long prayers. He says of those who offer long prayers, they think they will be heard because of their many words. good prayer, which can be said throughout your day, can be as simple as, Lord, have mercy. And taken right out of the middle of today's Bible passage, for some reason, is the specific prayer that Jesus gives his followers, known to us as the Lord's Prayer, which are perhaps the best-known verses in the entire Bible. Or prayer can be fasting or repentance, or even working for justice or peace. And that leads us to the other action to which God calls us on this day, and that has to do with kindness and seeking justice. We hear today in the book of the prophet Isaiah, God describing to the people the best fast they could undertake. The Lord says, "Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to let the oppressed go free? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin?" Along with prayer, this is the work to which God calls us. And as with prayer, we don't do it to be celebrated by others, but to draw closer to God and God's people. Today is the first day of Lent. Let us seek in this holy season to draw closer to God in the weeks to come, not by praying loudly on street corners, but through quiet fasting and self-denial, through heartfelt prayer, and especially by loving justice and caring for others, both those who are close by and those who are far away, even, and perhaps especially in this time, those whose names we do not know, but whose worried faces speak of a great need of God and neighbor.